The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have two great guests now to look forward to the game and tell us what we might expect. Colm Galvin, former Clare player, of course, an All-Ireland winner and All-Star. Jimmy Barry Murphy, multiple winner as well. And Cork's 1999 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship winning manager. You're both welcome, folks. And it's great to chat to both of you. Jimmy, are you looking forward to the weekend? Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous, no. I'm gone beyond that at my age, no. looking forward to it immensely, though. It's a great occasion and great rivalry, obviously, with Cork and Clare the last couple of years and particularly this year. So should be a fantastic occasion and great excitement around here for it.
Yeah, I hear people have gone buck ape down in Cork, have they?
Well, the Cork people tend to get a bit carried away when they get to finals, all right. But what's rare is wonderful, they're saying. So it's fantastic now to be back in the final and playing Clare again. Can't wait for it, really.
So you've been in this position, you know, as a player and as a manager as well. The players themselves this week with a couple of days to go, I mean, how do you suspect they're going to be feeling?
It's the same for every team. Colin would know well there what it's like. It's just the anticipation is fantastic. And you see the build-up around here. And I know it's gone to Shawny McGrath's up in Clare last night. He said it's incredible up there as well. It's just a fantastic few days. I suppose that's the most enjoyable part of it. It's just when it gets to Sunday, it gets a bit nerve-wracking then for players. And the tension is unbelievable because the pressure is huge on them. But it's just a fantastic occasion to be part of and to see, you know, a whole new generation of young people now following Cork, and I'm sure it's the same in Clare. It's brilliant to see it, and you know, my grandchildren now, thank God, are able to go to the game on Sunday, and that's a whole new generation, as I said, of people that are seeing Cork for the first time in Croke Park, probably.
And Colm, I mean, you've been there a little more recently in that situation. I mean, this time, say 2013, 11 years ago, a few days out from the game, a couple of days out, I mean, how were you feeling? Were you nervous at the time? Were you excited? Were you able to kind of enjoy the build-up?
I suppose it was just pure excitement, you know. Every time you go to the shop or you're outside, leave the house, just someone wants to talk about it. I suppose that sometimes you're trying to block it out. I found a great relief actually going to training because you're away from everybody. There was no one asking you questions. You're just with the lads that you're playing with all year. So it's just, you know, you actually love going training that week. It's a really good build up, and look, it's very hard for people to contain their excitement. You know, it doesn't come around too often in Clare, so look, you're just trying to block it out as much as you can, but you're just really trying to enjoy the week as much as you can as well.
So, if we get to the game itself, then Colm, how do you expect the game to start? Maybe those opening exchanges, kind of a nervy, a tense affair, or both teams kind of fast out of the traps. What can we look forward to?
Look, I hope you come out of the traps a lot faster than we did against Kilkenny, because we had an awful first half, to be honest. To compare that with the Cork and Limerick game, there was no comparison in intensity or tackling or anything like that. So, look, I think it's going to be hell for leather for the first 15 minutes. Everyone will be trying to get their wits about them, see what they have to do and who they're marking and get all that stuff. But after the first 10 minutes, it'll start to settle down and people will start getting into a bit of a flow.
And yeah, Jimmy, I mean, Brian Lowen will have that to focus on and will have had it to focus on over the last couple of weeks, you know, getting a better start than they got in the semi-final. To a degree, is the kind of the job of work in Cork to just repeat the semi-final?
That's the target, yeah. I mean, as Colm said there, Clare didn't start very well against Kilkenny, and when you don't start like that in these semi-finals and finals, there's a danger that you could be out of sight by half-time and not in the game. So I thought Clare did fantastic to come back and play like they did in the second half. But Colm also said there that the intensity of the Cork and Limerick game from the start was incredible. And obviously the target for Cork is to start at that level. And it's hard to maintain it for 70 minutes, of course. But the job for Pat Ryan and his backroom team are to get Cork back up to that level again. And I think even Brian Lowen said the other day that Clare will have to reach that level to be there with a chance of winning. So that's the key for both management, I think, is to get players to the perfect pitch starting and then try and maintain it as best you can, with subs coming in, of course, too, to reinforce that.
What players would you be most worried about? What Clare players, Jimmy, from a Cork point of view?
It's quite obvious. They've a couple of outstanding individuals, a bit like Cork. I think, obviously, Shane O'Donnell has been incredible again this year. Absolutely fantastic. Hot favourite for Player of the Year, I presume. And he's an incredible player. Very hard to stop. And he has an extraordinary ability to win the ball and to get away from players. So he obviously is a key player, you know, that for Cork to manage. I also think that Tony Kelly, I thought in the second half, who I think is a brilliant player, Tony in the second half against Kilkenny started to show the real flashes of his form, because he has had a serious injury and it's hard to come back. But I thought in the second half against Kilkenny, he was really good, and he finished particularly. And, you know, another player that Cork have to manage is Peter Duggan, who was such a vital player for Clare. The amount of ball he wins, he has an extraordinary ability to win the ball from their own puck out. So that's important for Clare, but equally important for Cork to contain that.
I'm always kind of fascinated, Jimmy, from a management point of view, to what extent you set your team up, you know, with a view to the opposition and who the danger men are, while trying to balance the fact that you kind of want to impose your own game on the opposition as well.
There are obviously players in each team that both management teams would be targeting that they've got to man mark particularly. That's always a test of the management. And some days it works, other days it doesn't. And then you've got to readjust and try and manage it accordingly, because it doesn't always go to plan. That's part of your job on the line to see how those matchups are going.
Colm, who are you worried about from a Cork point of view?
I suppose, as Jimmy said there, every team is going to have two or three standout players. I would have played against most of these lads, but I suppose I think Shane Barrett is their key man, to be honest. He's such a good link player, but he's so fast and he's so fit. I think he gave Declan an awful time in the semi-final just due to his speed and how far out the field he was drifting. And I suppose Brian Hayes as well, he's a great finisher. Reminds me a small bit like Derek Conan, to be honest, the way he plays the game. Those two anyway, and I suppose Harnedy's their key man to me as well. He's such a good ball winner. I like Shane O'Donnell. He's so good at getting away from players and to win his own ball. He's a vital cog, you know. He's probably what, 32 maybe at this stage, and he's still absolutely flying it. So for me, he needs to be man marked fairly well now the next day if we're to compete with Cork.
Is there a danger, and maybe this applies kind of to both teams, given how long it's been since they've been playing in the All-Ireland final, that they get distracted by the occasion on the day itself? Like, Colm, you know, when you were there in 2013, I mean, obviously it worked out ultimately after the replay well for you guys, but, you know, was there any of that within the team?
No, you know, people always ask me that question. No, because when you're on the field, you just, it's just a noise. You can't actually hear anything. Mm. You'd be 5 metres away from a man and you just can't hear what's going on. You're just trying to focus on what you're doing. Win the ball, and it nearly comes out as another game of hurling, to be honest, as if you were down the local club, because it's so deafening inside in that stadium that you're just focusing on the next ball, where the ball is going, who I'm marking. So no, me at the time, I didn't think anything of it really. I just trying to focus on what I was doing and trying to get on the ball, and you know, it's I can see other players, it can probably have an effect on them, but for me personally, I didn't at the time.
Jimmy, when you were there, kind of from a management point of view, was that something you had to be conscious of the day? That maybe there's a couple of lads in that, you know, those Cork teams that you were over, that your job was kind of not to G them up for the match, but to almost kind of calm them down?
Every player is different. I suppose every manager has his own style of motivating players. I always like to try and keep it very as even as I could in the dressing room. Certain players like hype, other players don't. So you've got to keep a balance, I think. It's always a very dangerous line to begin with, that you've got the players properly motivated and hugely intense. And as Colm said there, the first 15 minutes will be incredible, because that's human nature. The boys are going to be hugely keyed up for it. They'll go at it very hard and wired, you know, as people are on such a big occasion. But it's the job of the management and the players themselves to maintain a level of composure, really, because you've got to do the right things. And I suppose my experience of the great players always do the right things at the right time. And other players make mistakes. That's nature of sport, and you know, that's life. And I suppose the key for the management, as I said, is to get the right balance before the game and in the dressing room as well.
Yeah, and I mean, on the sideline, given as Colm says, it's so loud within Croke Park and down on the pitch, you can almost hear nothing. You certainly can't hear instruction. I always wonder when I see managers kind of shouting and roaring instructions on the pitch, how much of it is kind of them just trying to calm themselves down more than anything else.
A lot of it is just, you're just trying to shout something because you're so wired up yourself. A lot of it can't even be heard. You're dead right. You know?
Well, how do you expect it's going to go then, Jimmy? Final scores.
I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I'm hoping that Cork will get to the level of the Limerick game. And if they achieve that, I think they've got a great chance of winning. I'm hopeful, obviously, we're hoping overconfident. We're in no position to be overconfident. And the one thing about Clare, I have to say, Clare came to Cork and Keeve and won, which is always very difficult. And I think that was a great testament, because they came back after, you know, not having been playing that well for a short period. But that was a great test of their character. And I think Cork have to really be at their best and at the Limerick level of performance to win. But I'm hoping they can, of course.
Colm?
I just think if we can get to the level where Cork were in the first 15 minutes and maintain that for as long as we can, I think we're in for a great shout. We have the finishers, you know, but I just feel if we go behind like we did against Kilkenny that far, that Cork could pull away. But look, I'm hoping that Clare can pull out that performance that they need. We have the finishers, we can get the right ball into them. So look, I'm just hoping that Clare can get it over the line the next day.
Well, as a Kilkenny man for the first time in a few years, I can be agnostic about the result and just look forward to a great game. Colm Galvin, former Clare All-Ireland winner, Jimmy Barry Murphy, All-Ireland winner as player and manager. Lads, thanks a million and enjoy the weekend for what it's worth.
You will do. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.